Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We've rolled down through Penn State during the bye week. We heard from James Franklin during the bye week as well. We heard from him on a podcast. We heard from him in a news conference availability. So now we're going to hear from him on the show. So what we usually do is two quarters worth of James Franklin quotes, and we'll break down what he had to say. Since it was the bye and since there wasn't a whole lot going on, we're going to do one quarter of that. But he did touch on some interesting topics, and I wanted to start with Jason Owe. James Franklin addressed his potential, a couple strip sacks at Michigan State. It's easy, I think, for a Penn State fan to get excited about that because, when this kid turns the corner, he could be something. Here's what James Franklin had to say about Jason Owe.
Yeah, he's doing a really nice job. As we all know, there's been a buzz about Jason, really since he arrived on campus. He is very athletic. He's getting better all the time. I think, his ceiling is really high because hadn't really played a whole lot of football. So, his opportunity for growth is dramatic. But he's been really good. I think early in his career, like a lot of guys, probably a pass rush specialist that is growing into more of a every down player, every down defensive end as the season goes on. Obviously, he's big, he's strong, he's physical, he's got a chance to be everything you want. But him and Coach Spencer have worked really hard. He's had great leadership from the vets as well. But we're very pleased. He's probably further ahead of schedule than we probably anticipated. I thought all the excitement and buzz that he got this summer based on measurables and those types of things is good. But at the end of the day, it's about, what you do on the field. And you got to be able to translate it. And he's shown that he's been able to do that.
Owe arrived, just as brief background, a four-star, but he was just so raw. I think he'd played football for, 2 years, I think, at Blair Academy.
Yeah, right.
And so he was an unknown commodity, but the athleticism was so special. And now you see in year two, he's a redshirt freshman under the guidance of Sean Spencer, that, as James Franklin mentioned, he's ahead of schedule, but you just can't teach, you can't replace, what he has is so unique. But I think what you see against Michigan State, for example, the ability to bend off the edge, it's one thing to be able to run fast in a straight line,
right.
That's fine, but the ability, that raw ability as an actual pass rusher is absolutely there. And I think when it comes to, he's got so much upside in that department, I know for me, looking for a turning point or for him to turn the corner, maybe Michigan State was it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was the coming out party that we saw Shaka Toney have. Remember when he had the big, I think it was against Indiana at Beaver Stadium, he had a big coming out party. And this may have been that for Jason Owe, perhaps a little bit earlier in the career. But yeah, I was impressed by how he was able to get off the blocks. Those aren't bad offensive linemen he was beating pretty handily to get those sacks. And I think that sometimes for these guys, it's about confidence as much as anything else. And that is the kind of plays that gets you a lot of confidence. So I think that that's just one step in the right direction for him, along with a lot of good steps he's made along the way. So I do think that may have been the moment for him where it was kind of like, okay, the light bulb went off. He knows what he's doing now, and he's going to take more strides forward.
And really, if he's going to perform like that, and Shaka Toney is going to be the best version of himself, which I think this is the best we've seen Shaka Toney play this year, right? I think that's fair to say. Yetur Gross-Matos is who he is at this point. This pass rush is going to be – it's deep and it's diverse. And you knew about Owe, but I don't think anybody really penciled in production for Owe. It was always just kind of like, let's see how he comes along, and anything he does as a bonus. Well, that'd be a pretty big bonus down the stretch the last 4 weeks of the year. Speaking of the defensive line and the rotations there and depth, that's going to be tested a little bit more At Minnesota this week, James Franklin announced on the heels of the Michigan State game, Antonio Shelton would be suspended for a game for that spitting incident late in that game. Really no excuse for that anytime, anywhere. But in that game situation in particular where, like, why are you allowing yourself to be dragged down, you know, to the low road? He ends up getting ejected. It wasn't anything that was mandated, but James Franklin suspended him. The temperature that I got from fans is that good. I'm glad you're standing up for this and standing up for sportsmanship. But for, you know, for Penn State against Minnesota, that means redefining the defensive tackle rotation a little bit. Here's what James Franklin had to say about that.
Yeah, our confidence is high. Just like you said, we viewed him basically as a starter for us anyway. We think Rob can handle more reps. We think PJ can handle, more reps. And I think that's how it'll play out. You'll see those guys play a little bit more reps. And then I think, you know, guys like Judge, he played the last game. We see him up in his reps a little bit. We see most of those reps being split up between Rob and PJ.
So he started out there. The question, I believe, was about PJ Mustafa. And he's going to be your starter next to Rob Windsor. Those two guys, according to James Franklin, are going to absorb the bulk of. And so, you know, I think he's felt good from what he said about how much these guys have played, how fresh they can be in the fourth quarter of a game like this. But most of those reps are going to be split between Mustafa and Windsor, maybe a little bit more for a guy like Judge Culpepper.
Yeah. So I think you'll see some Brett Hansard. I don't know if Damian Barber will factor into all this as well. But, yeah, you're going to see all these guys a little bit more than we normally would. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, I think all these guys have been playing rotation snaps. They're ready to go. I mean, would you obviously love to have Antonio Shelton services in this game? Of course. But I think James Franklin did the only thing that he could do, which was make – an example out of the fact that this kind of stuff can't happen moving forward, you know, that they can't allow their emotions to get the best of them. And yeah, you know, the Big Ten comes out and says it supported the decision that Franklin made. I don't know if that means that they were going to suspend him if Franklin didn't, but yeah. At any rate, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. I'm sure that there were things going on with I'm sure there were things going on with Michigan State players that maybe led to some of this, but, you know, at the end of the day, they didn't get called for anything. Antonio Shelton did, and it leads to a situation where his team's now shorthanded at Minnesota because of it.
The retaliation, if there was a back and forth, the retaliation is almost always the thing that gets right. flagged. And you're absolutely right. You know, if you're in Columbus in a couple weeks and you're 10-0 going into that game, and you do this in the fourth quarter and the game's tied, you get yourself ejected, it's 15 yards. I think that was just – that was the most prime example of some sort of hidden sloppy stuff against Michigan State that was just uncalled for. The penalties at the ends of turnovers, you know, it's yardage that you're like, okay, well, you know, all right, so we give up 15 yards. We got the ball.
Right.
But, you know, you give up 15 yards, and that's, you know, you do that often enough, it's going to take points off the board for you in some of those cases. So you got to tighten up that loosey-goosey stuff. And this was just plain, you know, you can't defend that from Antonio Shelton. So I mentioned earlier that James Franklin he got into some minor injury stuff. He did it after Michigan State, knocked on wood, and said he would hope that everybody who suffered some setbacks in that game would be back. He went a little further, I guess, and updated that this week. Here's what he had to say about injuries for Penn State.
I am, but as you know, I'm not going to get into who will or won't play. But it's about what I expressed to you guys post game.
There's little information there, right? It's a little teeny tiny update,
yeah,
based on his positivity after Michigan State. The surprising thing wasn't that Franklin said, you know, that much this week. The surprising thing was that he said anything at all after the Michigan State game. So
right.
it was just a little bit of an update. Basically, things are going on a trajectory that he anticipated. So that's a good thing. And it would lead us to believe that guys like Noah Kane and John Reed will be available
right.
this week.
I mean, yeah, I would assume that unless something comes, some kind of setup, setback rather, happens during practice this week, that yeah, they both of those guys should be in and active and ready to go. Trent Gordon, John Reed, and Noah Keane should all be set. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing for Penn State. I think obviously that James is giving some more information than he normally does is probably a good sign as well. And you know, we'll see, but they're going to need all those guys to be at full strength because this is again a Minnesota team that maybe is being a little bit disrespected just based on the fact that they haven't beat anybody, but it's also true that, you know, again, they haven't beat anybody. So we'll see how it all plays out. But yeah, number 13 in the country, have some very good receivers. Penn State will want a secondary at full strength.
Absolutely. And it looks like that's how it's going to unfold. Maybe one or two more quotes here. Just the idea of in-game adjustments. I believe he was asked whether in-game adjustments was a coaching thing and actually making strategic adjustments or just executing things better. Here's what Franklin had to say about that.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think it's probably a combination of both. I think you're going to have your base plays that you're going to run each week no matter what, and those come down to execution. Then you have your game plan specific plays that you're trying to challenge and expose the defense's weaknesses. Then obviously when they adjust, then we have to have our answer. So if they're adjusting and playing more quarters, or they're adjusting to playing more two, or they're adjusting to doing something to take away what we're trying to exploit early in the game, then we have to be able to go to those things. So that's where you get into a situation where you may call a few things that weren't necessarily on the game plan, but you feel comfortable with your guys that, hey, we can go back. Remember, we did this against school X in week two. They're giving us a similar issue, whether it's a bracket coverage or whatever it may be, a larger dose of cover zero than we were expecting, then we're going to have to go to our cover zero beaters or our bracket beaters or whatever it may be. So it's a combination of both. It's about executing your base offense better than they execute their base defense. That's always on offense, defense, and special teams. And then obviously you need to have your weekly adjustments that you're trying to attack. They're going to have a blitz probably that we haven't seen before. We're going to have a scheme probably they haven't seen before. And then what are the adjustments that we both make from there?
This is an answer, Greg, that I think helps us understand the game a little bit more. And I wanted to hear what he had to say about that just to kind of understand what the coaching staff is thinking and how they're trying to adjust to things. But execution is part of it, too.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is that, you know, you need to be able to change things when teams are doing something to stop you. But ultimately, if you don't, you can call the right play a million times, but if it's not executed on field level, it's not going to make a difference. I think that's where Ricky Ronnie probably receives some of the more unfair criticism. But sometimes he does it pretty well himself too.
Execution is definitely part of that. I think he can do a better job in the second, third, fourth quarters too. All right, we're going to take a quick break, move on. We're going to talk about the NCAA announcement last week. Student athletes will get paid. What does it mean?
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.